Yeah, wasn't it was it Thomas Jefferson who once said, and I'm paraphrasing, and in terms of style, go with the flow. When it comes to principle, stand as a rock. When we talk about principle, especially when it comes to our personal beliefs, religious beliefs, that is one of the most sacred things that a person can hold. And it is enshrined in our Constitution, in the United States Constitution, and is a sacred right for every single individual. When we talk about patriotism, it's part of our identity as Americans. And that is, I believe, part of patriotism, is to hold a particular belief, even if you don't have a belief, the right to your conscience is what is part of our identity as Americans. And I believe strongly, not just because I took an oath to defend the Constitution, but also because of my personal conviction that there is a God, and I have the freedom, I should have the freedom to worship him thoroughly. Now, going back to the case at hand, and we're talking about a Navy sailor who unfortunately is in this pickle or predicament because he's not going according to grooming standards, according to what his leadership is requiring him to. In the United States Air Force, we have waivers for that. I can't speak much for the Navy per se. And I think even in the case of the Navy, it depends on the leadership and how much their chaplain corps is advising their leadership on this. But if I were a chaplain advising a commanding officer, I would really emphasize that if there is no real compelling interest for the government, even if there was, we need to approach it in a way that restricts their practice as least as possible. That's according to law. And so the advisement may be taken into consideration by my command or not, but at least I've done my part in advising and letting them know that, hey, you know, this guy, he has a deep-seated conviction, and it's part of his identity, religious identity, to hold this.